प्रभा ले बाबा को साथ, उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन, जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, प्रीतम से कर मिलन, जागो आत्मन, उठो आत्मन, आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति। At Amrit Vela, do you always eat the sweet that bring happiness to the heart? Dil khush mithai, happy heart toli. If each day you, the server soul, receive this nourishment that brings happiness to the heart, then you will always be able to feed this sweet to others. You will then find that the seekers will not come to you with stories of hopelessness. Otherwise, you would have to spend time listening to those stories. In this way, time will be saved, and in this time, and in the time that has been saved, you will be able to feed those sweets to others. So eat this toli and give this toli to others. So where you get this toli? Where? Paramdham. Nikilesh bhai, where do you get Dilkhush Mithai? Happy heart toli. Where you get? From? What else? Pure heart. So this is a special toli. Happy heart toli. So when your heart is happy, it means you are having this toli. And when you are distributing happiness to others, you are distributing this toli to others. That is, he is becoming happy. What about us? So seeing father happy, children get happy. Oh. Okay, so whenever yesterday's Murli also Baba said, instant donation, great charity. Instant donation, that's a great charity. So when you donate, you feel happy. When you do some service, you feel happy. When you even clean a room and the looking at the shining floor, you feel happy. So happiness has got many dimensions. Whatever you do it yog yukt, yukti yukt. Then you will be happy. If you give a chance to somebody, you feel happy. When you see, yes boss, yes sir, you feel happy. When you give a speech, you feel happy. When you do some gross service, you feel happy. Gardening, dishwashing, shoemaking. Baba remembered these three things of Yagya yesterday. When you win over some vice, you feel happy. So happiness is something that everybody seeks, desires. There's something called pleasure. Pleasure is something that comes, that's at the level of body. Happiness is slightly higher. It's at the level of mind. So, from pleasure to happiness, from happiness to joy, from joy to bliss, from bliss to ecstasy. As you climb higher and higher, your connection with the body loosens and you enter the world of soul, from physics to metaphysics, from physical to spiritual, from sensual to supersensuous, from earthly to unearthly, from the worldly and the mundane, you enter into the supernal. These are the different rungs of happiness. Happiness basically has got four components. First, compassion, karuna, ananta karuna, infinite compassion. Compassion means to accept others as they are. Then you feel happy. Compassion is not just mercy. Something higher, to understand others. One is mercy, another is compassion. One is sympathy, another is empathy. Mercy, compassion, sympathy, empathy. So compassion is something which only a soulful heart and a heartful soul can do, to feel compassion. It's a deep internal love for everything around you. It replaces the hatred, the grudge, the deep dislike you have for others. So the first component of happiness is compassion. So when you become a compassionate being, filled with karuna, you become happy. Because your compassion is wide, vast. It encompasses the whole world. It doesn't remain restricted to one person, but it floats, moves around. It's for all, not just humans, but animals. You become ahimsak, non-violent. That's a real non-violence. You cannot harm anyone. So the first component is compassion. The second component of happiness is cheerfulness. Mudita, ananta mudita. Cheerfulness. Just as you sit alone in a sad manner, you will become sad even if you are not there. In the similar manner, when you laugh, when you are cheerful, automatically that will change your mood. That's why there are laughter therapists, laughter clubs in the world. So it's an action leading to the thought. It is a similar to exercise. Now I am sitting here, I am not exercising. When I start exercising, after exercising for 1 hour, my thoughts are totally changed. So it is an exercise, the action which has led to the thought. Otherwise it is the thought that leads to the action. First the thought and then the action. Opposite is also true. First, straight away do action, and then the thoughts are generated. This is such a beautiful thing. So that's why they say that you feel depressed, go and exercise. You feel depressed, go and start walking. You feel depressed, go and do some karmana seva. That action will lead to generation of new thoughts. In the similar manner, show that you are happy. You will become happy. Laugh. Be cheerful. And the sorrow which is within you will melt away. If you are depressed, give a talk on how to be happy. Draw pictures of happiness. Child smiling. Tree smiling. You know, tree also smile. If this is a tree, you can draw a very beautiful picture of a tree. This is a tree, and this is the eyes, nose, this place, and then this is the tree. This is a happy tree. Then there are some unhappy trees. Shriveled, dried, depressed. So this tree is so happy. It wants to jump. It is dancing. All the leaves dance. And it is full of fruits, greenery. What a wonder. Look at the fruit. It's red in color. There is no red color in the soil. There is no red color in the tree. From where this red color has come? Such a wonder. Who has become tree? One author had done an experiment. He had measured the soil, amount of soil. Then the tree was planted. The tree grew up. Tree became a big, the plant became a big tree. But yet the soil was same, amount of soil. So everything is so wonderful in this nature. And taste is so many different tastes. This everything is so beautiful. It's wondrous. Amazing. But you should have that sense to appreciate. Go and find out which tree is smiling and which tree is unhappy. Talk with the tree and ask, how are you? Is everything all right with you? Do you need anything? And the tree will respond. So the first is compassion and second is cheerfulness. Feigned cheerfulness is equivalent to real cheerfulness. The third component is gratitude. No complaining attitude, grumbling attitude. Always complaining about this and that. A complaint box. Be full of gratitude for every small thing that life has brought. Look at the morning. The birds are so much thankful to nature. Thankful to everyone. Thankful to Madhuban. Thankful to Baba. Thankful to all the souls of the earth. Even those who are not in Jnana, yet sitting and doing tapasya. Their vibrations are so helpful. Their vibrations are so important. Even though they are not aware of God's descent on earth, and yet they are sitting, following celibacy, getting detached from body, doing whatever spiritual practices they know of. Indirectly, they are contributing in enhancing the vibrations of the world. So the third factor is gratitude. Fourth, Maitri, friendship, friendliness. There is a difference between friendship and friendliness. What is it? Friendship is limited. Friendliness is unlimited. Friendship is one or two persons. But friendliness is for the whole world. It is an attitude. Maitri. So when you have such an attitude of friendliness, happiness descends upon you. Friendliness, loving everyone. The love is not restricted only to human beings, but is expanding unto birds, fish, ducks, horses, donkeys, everything, all animals. Not just those animals, but even to an ant. So happiness has got these four components. So when all the four components are present, heart becomes like a butterfly. Dancing. So create compassion, karuna. Second, cheerfulness, mudita. Third, gratitude, thankfulness for everything. And fourth, Maitri, that is friendliness. When all four things are together, we become happy. So Baba says, Dil Khush Mithai, happy heart toli. So eat this toli every day. First of all, show compassion on yourself. And let that compassion then extend, move out, float out to everyone. And if you yourself are not happy, and if people come to you with hopelessness, it will be a great waste of time for you also and for them also. Because you are trying to explain them those things which you have not experienced yourself. There was one soul who came to OPD Ansh. That soul was saying, we ourselves feel peacelessness. How can we give 7 days course and teach people to be peaceful? That soul is a peaceful. We ourselves are so peaceless. Spirituality is a journey. Happiness is also a journey. Life is a journey. The end is death. So enjoy the journey. The end is death. Why not enjoy the journey? So happiness is also a journey. Yesterday's Avyakt Murli Baba talked about problems. If problems come, then the children find it difficult to become like the father. But Baba prescribed 3 drugs to deal with problems. First, think that you are experienced soul. You are very old and you are very experienced, extremely mature, knowledgeful, successful, powerful. These things are nothing for you. You have seen them multiple times in the past. So you are very experienced, you are very old. You know every nuts and bolts of the situation. You can enter into the nitty-gritty of situations. Second, nothing new. There's nothing new for you. These things have been happening all the time. Do you think bad people have come for the first time? When Buddha was there, the bad people were there. When Mahavira was there, bad people were there. Which is the saint in the world who was not tortured by people? Give any one name whom everybody appreciated. If you find 90 persons to appreciate you, 10 are always there to malign, to condemn, to abuse, to conspire. They are better teachers. These 90s don't teach you much. These 10 are very important. They teach you something which these 90s fail to teach. Opposition party always keeps you on your toes. You are alert. While your supporters, what they do? They come and they start praising you all the time. Oh, you are so nice. You are such a great yogi. Your speech was wonderful. But these are these 10. They will come and oppose. What you are talking is manmat. This is not Srimad. Then you are made to think, oh, what I said. These are the people who come forward and they teach you. This is your ego. These 90 are saying you are so humble. But these people, they come and say, you are extremely egoist. Who? Yeah, these are always, these people, they are listening, but they are forgetting. But these, they want to find out faults. So they do deep churning. They have to go in depth, word to word. So, these are better teachers. And you can't trust these 90. They are dangerous people who come and praise you all the time. You know, there was a picture sent by somebody, a man, and there was a lion chasing. And it was written, your fan is not always your friend. Because it was a lion which was chasing you. So Baba says, extreme compassion. Have compassion. Rahim. Mercy. For yourself, for others. For devotees, for sannyasis. For jnanis, for ajnanis, for everyone. The second, cheerfulness. Be cheerful no matter what is happening. Problems will come, problems will go, nothing new. Let them come, they are sightseeing. There was no time in the world history when problems were not there. There were times when Vivekananda used to enter villages and people used to welcome him with bouquets and floral welcome, red carpet welcome. And in some of the villages, he was not given even a place to sleep. He used to sleep on footpaths. And people used to call him Chandala. People used to say, you are a young man and you still begging. You should do work. You don't want to work, that's why you have taken up sannyas. Young people should work hard. You are simply begging, lazy person. So you meet all sorts of people in this world. So, Ananta Karuna, Ananta Mudita, Ananta Maitri, friendliness. Have the attitude of friendliness, then you remain happy. We are Vishwamitra, Baba says. You are the ones who have made friendship with the whole world. who is your enemy? People may think of you as their enemy, but you cannot think of them as your enemy. In fact, they are the real teachers. And there should always be two things in this world. Opposite things should be there. If there are no opposites, the other loses its meaning. Had there been no death, life would have become so boring. Persons living all the time. You are there and your grandfather's grandfather is still alive. Grandfather. And nobody is thinking of dying. It will be a very boring life. Whatever you do, they will bring their opinion in between. So good that death is there. So opposites have to be there. So death. And the fourth, gratitude. Have the attitude of thankfulness. Whom you should thank the most in your life? Whom you should thank the most? Those who created obstacles. Those who deceived. Those who created barriers. Those who pulled your leg. Those who criticized. Those who defame you. And those who praise you in front of you. And behind your back, they defame you. What about these people? They are a special group of people. They praise you so much in front of you. And the moment you, behind your back, they start abusing. So, you should be very thankful to these people because they keep you alert. You remain mindful all the time. You cannot think of sleeping in their presence. So gratefulness. So when all these four things are present, you get happy heart toli, dil khush mithai. And when you have extra toli, what you do? Distribute. Some people do keep at their they don't distribute. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. At Amrit Bela, do you always eat the sweet? That brings happiness to the heart. If each day you, the server souls, receive this nourishment that brings happiness to the heart, then you will always be able to feed this sweet to others. You will then find that the seekers will not come to you with stories of hopelessness. Otherwise, you would have to spend time listening to these stories. In this way, the time will be saved. And in the time that has been saved, you will be able to feed these sweets to others. Om Shanti.